A remarkable day in remarkable times. A later than usual press conference from Victorian authorities led some to believe something out of the ordinary might be happening. When the press conference started, those suspicions were proven correct. The statistics showed a sharp increase in the number of fresh daily cases in Victoria to 108. The number of cases in certain areas means that two more postcodes, 3031 and 3051, have been added to the list of locked down areas. That means the suburbs of North Melbourne, Flemington and Kensington in Inner Melbourne join, starting Sunday, around three dozen other suburbs in Melbourne in lockdown until at least the 29th of July. But that's been overshadowed by a far more extreme measure for around 3,000 public housing residents in North Melbourne and Flemington. Nine public housing towers have been placed into complete lockdown or hard lockdown, meaning residents cannot leave their homes at all for any reason for at least 5 days, starting immediately. Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews acknowledges it's a very steep move to make, but he says it has to be made for their own good.
The public health advice is to close those nine towers. There will be no reason for any of those residents to leave their home for a period of at least 5 days, effective immediately. We don't take that step lightly. We know and understand that it is a big cohort. It is also a group of people, many of whom are amongst the most vulnerable in our Victorian community. But the risk to public health at a personal and family level, the health and well-being of those residents who all live very close to each other, the fact that there are positive cases in some of those towers and logical patterns of movement, friendship groups, family groups, mean that the best and most appropriate step is to the hard lockdown in those nine towers.
Mr. Andrews has likened the public health emergency to a bushfire. An outbreak of 30 cases in the crowded inner city towers was the trigger for the move. Authorities are attributing it to a lot of close quarters living and shared spaces. Health workers will go door to door in the complexes offering coronavirus tests, with Mr. Andrews warning a refusal to be tested could result in a longer hard lockdown. The hard lockdown will be enforced by 500 Victoria Police members on shift at any one time. Given Victoria has around 15,500 police officers in total, it seems around 3% of the state's entire police force will be on duty at any one time enforcing hard lockdown. Within an hour of Mr. Andrews' announcement, police had swarmed the relevant buildings and blocked all entrances and exits, stopping people, some of whom were already struggling, from leaving their homes means an enormous task to try and support them. The Victorian Housing Minister, Richard Wynne, says the government will give people what they need and act compassionately.
I know absolutely that we will do everything that we possibly can to support these people at this very difficult and challenging time. I want to reassure all of our public housing tenants who are affected by this that we will put in place all of the measures that will be required to support them in the most practical way, whether it's in relation to medical support, whether it's in relation to mental health support, drug and alcohol support, obviously the most basic things around food. In that context, we believe that what we are going to be putting in place here is incredibly important, because we will always as a government stand by the most vulnerable in our community.
An emergency meeting of all government chief health officers in Australia has been called over the situation in Victoria. Acting Federal Chief Medical Officer Paul Kelly says the hard lockdown is something of a larger scale version of actions that have already been taken at times in Australia during the course of this pandemic.
Here in Australia, we have experience in that. This is very similar to the lockdowns we've done in aged care facilities, for example, and indeed in our quarantine hotels, in terms of making sure that people have the supports that they need.
The outbreak in quarantine hotels, which is largely being blamed for the perilous situation Victoria is in compared to the rest of Australia, has been used as a lightning rod for criticism of Mr. Andrews and his government. But after his tough announcement, the Victorian Premier asserted his leadership and denied he is ducking responsibility in tough times.
I'm unapologetic about focusing on the stuff that needs to be done right now and tomorrow and the next day and for the foreseeable future. Accountability is always with me. After all, I am the captain of the team.
And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Sunil Awasthi, SBS News.